This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This is the Hollywood Raw Podcast, hosted by entertainment veteran Dax Holt and street journalist Adam Glenn.
Welcome to the Hollywood Raw Podcast. I'm Dax Holt. Adam Glenn, my podcast partner, is out in New York. I'm here in LA. We do this thing bi-coastal because that's how we roll. Welcome. Today is the Raw Rundown. This is the time of week that we get you caught up on all the top entertainment news stories of the week. So you guys do not feel left out when you go into the weekend and you're at the family reunion and everyone's talking about Tom Sandoval and you don't know what the hell's going on. We're here to make sure you know what's happening. Am I right? Give me an amen, Adam.
Amen. That's right. We try to fill you in so you know everything that's going on. Pretty much in the Vanderpump Rules stories that's been going on the last few weeks, but not just that, and everything going on in pop culture, Hollywood Raw. This is the Raw Rundown. Before we get to the top 10 stories of the week, we read your reviews. That's right. We want to give you some love just for you giving us some love. It's that easy. Dax, do you have a review ready for us?
I got one. Ooh, I like the title of this one. All right, it's 5 stars. It is from C. Shoss, maybe? It says, Dax is right. Let's just leave it at that. Let's not even read anymore. No, it says, Adam, go to a Pink show. It will completely change your mind. I've never seen a concert done as well as a Pink show. It's unbelievable and always so well done. 100% agree with myself on this one. The Pink show is the best show you could possibly go see. So C. Shoss, thank you. I appreciate it. And Adam, go see Pink.
Okay. Again, I won't pay for it, but if they throw a ticket in my – if somehow I score a ticket, I will gladly go.
Dude, and she's going on tour again. She's going to be going around.
Yeah, no, listen. I have a different respect for – I admire her. I respect her. I think she's very cool. I think she's the real deal. And I just never really got into her in the past. And it was not like – there was no hate or animosity towards her at all. It was just that it didn't really hit me until recently, until her last – the new song. And I was like, okay, she's legit. She's good. The Trust Fall. Yeah, I was like, oh, this is good. This is good. And there's always like some strong, good, catchy song. I'm new to being a Pink fan. Let's say that.
Cool. Well, welcome to the Pink fandom.
Yes. It's weird to say I'm a Pink fan. It's hard to take that coming out of my mouth. Dax, do you have one more review or do you want to get right to it?
Oh, shoot. I've already closed the reviews. Let's move on. Let's get into the rundown.
Perfect.
I do have to say I got a new camera, you know, because I thought, oh, let's get a new camera for all the YouTube viewers out there. Except my beard looks really gray in this camera because it's like so high quality. Adam, do you feel like you're talking to like an old man? Like, what's happening? Where's my life gone?
I thought this was like an avatar version of you. But that's like, you know what, dude? I think you just need a tan. That's it, Dax.
No, I need to shave, clearly. Good God.
You go when gray did I in the chin? Old?
What is it?
I go gray. You're gray on the chin, right?
But it's like the red hair just right on the chin. It looks like I just fell in snow.
You see it more than anyone else does. And you know, if anybody says, I'll just say Dax was in some cocaine. You know, like somehow
that's what it was. That's way more cool in Hollywood than being old. You're like, oh, sorry, I've got a little cocaine left in my beard hair.
Somehow that's I don't just sniff it. I put my face in mountains of cocaine and it's a little bit stuck in my beard. So bear with me.
Oh, I love it. All right, let's get to it.
Some people actually do that. They're in so much cocaine, it's up to their chin.
Yeah, don't do cocaine. Okay.
Don't do cocaine. Started with number 10. Dax, what's the top 10 stories of week? Number 10.
Black China, she has been kind of all over the news recently. She is explained that she has stopped doing her OnlyFans account for her kids' sake. Keep in mind that OnlyFans account has reportedly made her $240 million. And I believe that was a year. Like, she was the top earner on OnlyFans, like right after she had joined. instantly became like the number one person on there, was raking in crazy amounts of money. But it doesn't stop there. She is changing a lot about herself. She has now announced that she is going to be kind of documenting this process of getting her fillers dissolved, her silicone body implants removed. She wants to go back to like her old self. She said that she got a lot of these cosmetic procedures done at a super young age. And so she was like, my body hadn't even like developed yet. And I thought that like this was beauty. So I went and had all these things done. And she's like, I don't want to do that anymore. She's like, enough is enough. It all has to come out. She said in this like Instagram video that she posted, she said she wants to go back to the baseline. She said, I am honestly tired of the look. It's just not flattering. It's not what I look like. I have totally changed my face. And she says that she normally has like naturally high cheekbones. That's like her genetics. But now she's like made it evolve even more. And she's like, I'm tired of it. And fans are loving this. Like you see a lot of people praising her and saying like, I like what you're doing. And I like that you're doing it publicly, because everyone else is kind of doing the opposite and saying, oh, do all these things, because this is what beauty is. And now you're going against the grain and saying, no, I've done them. It's not worth it. Don't do it. And she's really specifically speaking to a lot of her younger fans.
Yeah. I mean, I'm curious to see the final result. She's obviously, I can't say obviously, but I have to imagine she's getting it all done for free. Because if you read the articles, the doctor is mentioned in every story. Mm-hmm. From the tattoo, she's getting a tattoo removed. Even the tattoo shop or artist is promoted, or you know, his name's got a little plug in the article. And then the plastic surgery doctor is, you know, mentioned in all the articles. So I have to assume part of the story was, you know, hey, we're going to give you some free publicity for it, which makes sense. Because yeah, it's not cheap.
What a gig for this plastic surgeon, because at this point you can't mess up. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Like normally the other way around, there's a lot of pressure on the doctor, because if they come out of the surgery and they look worse, that's a huge issue. But now people expect her to look different, and all you're doing is removing someone else's work. Like, man, what an easy gig that person's got.
Right. But,
and they're getting all the press.
I can't imagine she actually, I mean, listen, maybe she did, and props to her, but $240 million she made on OnlyFans.
Dude, she has made a ton of money on that platform.
I don't know who would pay for OnlyFans. I don't know who would do it. Like, to pay for it every month. It's one thing if some person's on there and you just want to see what the vibe is like. You go on, you pay for 1 month, and you get off. But what interesting people, I don't want to say it because might be some weirdos who listen to our podcast, like, dude, don't talk shit about me. But like, go on there like every month and pay this, like the $14.99. I think actually her fee went at one time was $49.99. It was like $50 a month to see her content.
Dude, and I'm like, that's why she was making $240 million per year, dude.
It's crazy. Highest people earning paying celebrity. That type of amount. When you know there's free stuff out there. Uh-huh. Like, you don't have to pay for this stuff.
No, but you were my only subscriber for a long time.
Yeah, I know. And I was tipping you on there too. And I was like, dude, you know, like throw me a bone or something. You know, give me a month free. Jeez,
I know Dex. You. Come on, give me a discount code. 60% off with the code RAW60. Yeah. RAWDOG60 for my OnlyFans account.
No, but
I don't actually have one, so don't go look for it.
No, but he's just on WikiFeeds. but I'm curious to see what she's going to look like. I mean, she's getting her tattoo. Some of the tattoos change, and
well, the story behind the tattoo is it was like this demonic looking tattoo. It's like this like goat looking head with what is it, a pentagast or whatever, on its forehead. Sorry, I'm not into devil worshiping. I don't know what the hell it's called. So she's getting that removed as well. And she's doing all this. And she just says, I need to focus on being a mom. My kids are going to see all this stuff. On that note, though, like, not to be Debbie Downer over here, but if she's making $240 million a year, don't you milk it while it lasts?
Mom, how'd you afford this nice house? Well, before I got baptized, I was showing my boobs.
but no, like, you've already gone down this road, right? Like, yeah. You've already gone this far down. It's not like stopping now is going to stop her children from seeing what she's done in her life. And if she's making this kind of money, I'm like, maybe do it for a couple more years and then be done with it.
Yeah. I mean, the kid's like, man, I could have just, I didn't even have to work. Now I got to do an OnlyFans page just to pay, you know? So who knows?
Just to get my college.
Yeah, just, you know, so I don't know. She seems like she's in a good place and she's nice. She's doing a ton of press and media trying to, you know, trying to show the new, because she's not Black China anymore. She's going by her
real name. Angela White.
Yep. Yeah, Angela White.
So here's a question. Do we reach back out to her at this point? Because when we reached out to her in the past, it was very expensive to have Black China do an appearance, even if it is a podcast. And so we were like, not going to happen. Do we reach out? I mean, I'm down to hear what she has to say.
Go for it. It seems like she's doing a lot of interviews right now. So, yeah, but I don't even care about the surgery stuff. I care more about the life. You know, she's got a baby with Tyga. She's got a baby with Rob Kardashian. I mean, what's it like? You know, just – what's it like?
Well, she's clearly the top earner at this point.
Yeah.
Like 100%. When they got together and everyone was like, oh, she's just, you know, gold digger. And then she was like, nope, watch me make more money than both of them combined.
Man. Speaking of procedures, number nine,
Bethany Frankel tells a critic she looks great after all the cosmetic surgeries and procedures. She said this is not all natural, as she kind of pointed to her face. But you know what? Here's the thing. She don't give a fuck what you guys think about her face or anything that she's done. She is very happy with it. She said that people have been commenting on her face and her appearance since the beginning of time on television. And, you know, for years, people have asked, do you do this? Do you do that? And do you try this? And she goes, I try to be as transparent as possible. And people still don't believe you. She said that she did experience some health issues and her face was super deformed. And people were saying, your face looks totally effed up. What did you do? She goes, 99% of what people said I have done, it's not even true. And then she went on to say that she was, I guess, kind of digging into looking at plastic surgeons and looking at fillers and injections and Botox and all these other cosmetic procedures. But she said, as she pointed her phrase, it's not all natural, but she doesn't say what exactly she's done. And I guess there's a reason behind that. She's like, if I tell people, then they'll just kind of like dig deeper into it. And then they'll look for stuff to like talk shit on her about. And so I think she's like, look, I'll tell you that it's not all real, just to be honest, but I don't need to go in any more than that. No one needs to know anything. And she goes, here's the important part. She goes, I think I look great. My daughter thinks I look great. My fiance thinks I look great. So I don't give a fuck what you think. And I love that.
I respect it. Even though, like, I don't know. I haven't been the biggest fan of what Bethany's been doing, especially on social media. Mm-hmm. With that said, I respect what she's doing. Like, she looks good. She feels good. And yeah, I get it. I respect it. You can't knock it. You know, I get it. But yeah. You know, definitely a change of pace what Bethany's been lately. All right, moving along. Number eight.
All right, guys, we need to take a quick moment to talk about today's sponsor, which is Factor Meals. Remember, if you support them, that is just, you know, giving back because they support us. So pay it forward and head on over to factormeals.com/rawpod50. Use our code rawpod50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month.
Yeah, there's too much stress in life. So eat stress-free this season with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's amazing. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options. You could do stuff like calorie smart, keto, protein plus, vegan, veggie. Make it up. I'm sure they got it. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
Yeah, I mean, I like to eat like a king, and you will. You get these chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals. You can get back to what you're doing, what you love to do this spring, because it's just so quick and easy. Or maybe you're someone that likes, you know, fancier meals. Well, they've got these gourmet meals. You can try these premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, asparagus. I mean, you even sound fancy eating them. I'm getting hungry, man.
Yeah, it sounds good. Go to factormeals.com/rawpod50 and use code rawpod50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's rawpod50 at factormeals.com/rawpod50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
All right, guys, let's get right back into this.
Number eight, Juliana Huff. She's got a new boyfriend. She went public on social media. She basically put this big old happy birthday post to him. His name is Tyler. She basically said, "Your light shines brighter than anyone I've known. You are unique and chic." And so I'm reading all this and I'm like, I thought she was lesbian.
Yeah, so that's the thing is we don't even know if this is the new guy in her look. Because I went to the guy. You look up the guy, and this guy, who's the guy, Dax? What's his name again?
It's Tyler. Tyler something or other.
Tyler something. It's like he's an actor slash model, but it seems like he makes more of his money as being a model than an actor. Because you look on his IMDb page, and he hasn't really done that much. However, very good looking guy. It's funny. I sent it to a friend. My friend's looking at this guy, and she's like, yeah, I don't know. Is the guy gay? Is this a gay friend? Like, you just don't know. But when you do a post like that, you show the photos like that.
Oh, no, they're clearly together. But it's funny because what was stuck in my head, and I don't, maybe I just
read go back
so
to
quickly,
this.
Was that when she and Brooke got a divorce, she revealed that she wasn't straight. And she said, oh, I'm just with you because I'm in love with you, but like I'm attracted to women and like all this stuff. So like literally that's what has been stuck in my head. And so I didn't expect for her to be dating a guy. I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy here, but maybe she was just referring to she's into everyone. And but she wasn't totally straight. I don't know. I just was caught off guard, I guess.
Yeah, it was a weird one because she made news when she puts out a statement. She did an article with Women's Health Magazine a while back, and she said, you know, and this is when she was dating Brooks. And she said in the story, she goes, and quote, "I need to let you know that I'm not entirely straight," which is such a vague term. Like, what does that mean?
I thought
like,
she said, "I'm not straight." She said, entirely straight.
Well, no, I'm not straight. I'm not straight was the quote, and which is such a vague thing. Like, what does that mean? Like, how are we as a person who's going to read this article and we're going to respond to when we see something who makes a statement like that? Then Brooks, her ex-husband, who was an ex-NHL player, he goes on a podcast, his podcast, and he goes, I'm looking forward to, and he says along the lines of, I'm going to explore my sexuality, which is like, what are you guys talking about? Stop with this vague stuff because it's very weird. And you know that you're playing with all the audience's emotions in their heads because they're like, wait, what is going on here? Yeah. Which, again, it's your business, but you can't stop us from speculating what's going on here. Are you gay? Is she gay? Like, what is going on here? It's just very weird. However, this seems like the first guy. I mean, it's the first guy that she's kind of publicly been with since her breakup with Brooks. Brooks is now dating a CrossFitter. This like one of the best CrossFit athletes in the world. She's a pretty girl, but she's jacked. She's ripped. And Julianne's dating this guy, which, you know, I wonder who pays the bill when they go out to dinner, because she clearly is the breadwinner, because she's going to be the new host on Dance with the Stars.
So you know what was funny was I don't follow her on social media, and I almost didn't recognize her in these photos because she now has like brunette hair.
Yeah.
Just looks like a totally different person. But now I'm looking through her Instagram page as we speak, and yeah, very beautiful woman, but just didn't recognize her at first.
Yeah, she...
Like, yeah, if you would have sent me these photos and said, like, oh, look who's announced they're together, I'd be like, I don't know who either of these two people are.
Yeah. Very interesting, very unique. I think she's been trying to find herself for the past while back. But she got a very good gig as a new host at Dance with the Stars. So
that's huge.
Good for her. That's
and by the way,
a great gig.
Co-host for season 32 of Dancing with the Stars. How is it on season 30 mother freaking 2 right now?
So let's say this. So season 32, let's just say they do 10 stars for every season. My math is not good.
320.
Stars. Yeah, 320. I just wanted to confirm.
It was an easy one, too. It wasn't even a hard multiplication
320 celebrities they've had on the show. That's a lot of stars.
That's a lot of stars.
That's a lot of stars, but it's on Disney
Dancing
Plus
with
now,
the whole so. Universe. All right, let's go. Let's move on.
Number 7.
Lana Del Rey, engaged. She is engaged to music manager Evan Winokur. You know what I love about her? She is one of those people, like, whenever you talk about her, she's got a crazy fan base. And her fan base is just, like, rabid for any news about her. So I'm assuming everyone's freaking out right now. She did show up, by the way, to the Billboard Music Awards with a big rock on her engagement finger, but like no one really knew. Well, now they have confirmed that she is engaged to Evan, which is interesting timing, I have to say, because she just put out a new album. She put out her 9th studio album. It's called Did You Know That There's a Tunnel Under the Ocean Boulevard? Under Ocean Boulevard. And I always say people wait to release information when it really benefits them. So I find it interesting that her album goes out and now this news gets leaked out.
Yeah, it's listen, it's a good
gotta work it though, right?
You gotta work it. You know, the same thing with Julianne Hough. You know, she comes saying she has this new relationship, but more the, you know, in all the stories, it says, hey, she's gonna be the host of Dancing with the Stars. So, you know, you kind of take advantage of the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you, Adam, we need to be better about that. When we have absolutely nothing going on in our lives, we need to release it out there to the media. When we have a good episode, we put out.
Yeah. No, I think we could do that. That's Lana Del Rey. It's crazy how Lana Del Rey has these obsessive fans. I mean, I have a,
are you mad?
I have a history
that this could have been you. It could have been Lana Del Rey and Adam Glenn. She could have been Lana Del Glenn.
I just would have liked to run into her recently. Like, I haven't seen her in so long. And I just want to run into her, like, Lana, what's up? And then just see what the deal is with her, you know? Because I actually had no idea she was dating someone. It's just, she's sort of like an enigma at some point. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, she's just like, she's very mysterious, but people love her. And I just would like to run into her. I haven't seen her in a while. Okay, let's just move along because, you know, I don't want to cry.
I don't want to cry about what my life could have been.
Exactly. All right, Dax, number 6.
All right, number 6 is Eva Marcel. You know her from Real Housewives of Atlanta. You also know her from, what was that model show again? Next Top Model. There we go.
Yeah.
She and her husband of 4 years, Michael Sterling, are getting a divorce, and they are quoted saying one of the hardest decisions they've ever had to make. But sometimes life takes you or your journey in a direction you were not expecting, and our children remain our biggest priority, and 8.5 years we've spent together will always be cherished. So we ask you to respect our privacy at this time. I honestly
don't all have the same statement. Everyone has the same. Let's like, I think it's like in the PR handbook. Okay. If your client gets divorced, let's all put out the same statement. Like what they do. Let's take that statement and put it out.
I think that a PR rep Googles divorce statement, and then they find which one like fits well, and they just copy and paste and add in names.
It has to be 100%. It's all the same thing. Let's respect their privacy. It's like, come on, dude. Come on. Just stop. Come
on. You're on a reality show. The world wants to see you go through the divorce. And the reality of it is if you show them a divorce, people are going to tune in.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, I'm trying to get comfortable. Just have a real statement. Be like, hey, listen, shit didn't work out, but this does not, if I was a publicist, this is what I would say. Shit didn't work out. The divorce doesn't define me. I'll be good. Moving along.
We plan on co-parenting like superstars.
Peace. We plan on co-parenting.
Drop the mic.
Check out my new show. Follow me on Instagram. That's the best thing. We talked.
And then what if it like ended and they were like, just P.S. He's a dick. Like, that's it.
Yeah. P.S. Fuck him. P.S. Screw him.
P.S. I'm going to drain their bank account.
Yeah. P.S. This is going to get pricey.
That's the press release we want to see.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. A lot of people are speaking about this because it's the Bravo franchise, but shit happens. All right. Number five,
Khloe Kardashian got a new neighbor down the street who happens to be Tristan Thompson, her baby daddy. So he has now moved in 2 houses down from her into this $12.5 million compound. So the Daily Mail reported this whole story. But basically, he unloaded his $7.8 million Encino pad recently, and everyone was talking about, okay, so he's selling that. Where is he moving? Well, this new home, which is 10,584 square feet, has six bedrooms, wine cellar, home cinema, five-car garage, is literally like two houses away from her, like right down the street. And this is all in Hidden Hills. You know, this is like the spot where the whole Kardashian clan lives. And Khloe had recently got a house that is right next to her mom, Chris's. Like they literally, I want to say share a driveway, but it's not, it's like they both have their own driveways, but they're kind of like connected up at the top part so they can walk next door. Would you live that close to your mom?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you need all the help you have you can get when you have kids. So it's like, you got to do what you got to do. When you have kids, it's like, I'll take any set of hands. I don't care. Whoever wants to help out, get there. You know, that's a babysitter right there.
So I always like think about that. Like, I love that we live within like 10 minutes of all of our family. I don't know if I need people next door, though. Like, think about like a weird party or something that you're having, then you're like, parents can like know about it and stuff. We have a lot of weird parties, by the way.
Yeah. But you know what's funny? Like the Kardashians move so much, it's insane. Mm-hmm. Like they're always moving. I feel like when I used to watch the Kardashians, the TV show, I feel like every season was a new house. I'm like, what is going on here? How are
You know, the first couple seasons, they were just like fake facade of houses, right? Like,
see, I did not know that for a while. Yeah. I thought that was their house, but that was a fake house, huh?
Yeah, they had a smaller house in whatever Calabasas area, or no, Encino maybe. And then they would use exteriors of other homes around LA to front as their house so that people wouldn't know where they lived.
That's really interesting. To be honest with you, Dax, I did not know that.
Yeah, there was one right by like Runyon Canyon, which was, and this was like early seasons. And if you walked up to today, you'd be like, oh my God, the Kardashian house, but it's only the Kardashian house from the outside. And then, yeah, they would only do like exterior shots of it and then film everything else at the real home.
I did not know that. Mine.
So if you go back and watch early seasons, you'll see that there's never like them getting into their cars in their driveway like they do now.
Wild. Yeah, it's a wild life, man. It's the Kardashians. It really is in some ways royalty.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Like that's American royalty. And I say it not with just the power, but just like the lifestyle, the way, you know, again, I used to deal with them when there was just Kim would fly commercial and walk down the street, and now it's just such a an event wherever they go, to when they're leaving, where they're, it's crazy. Look, good for them. Oh, you know,
the best part, this is funny that we got onto them because this is about Tristan. I do love, like, set aside all the drama with Tristan and Khloe and cheating and this and that, I do love that he moved down the street so we can be close to his kids.
Yeah, it's a nice thing.
Appreciate that, because at the end of the day, like, if you don't get along with the parent, whatever, but if you're there for your kids, good for you.
Yeah, that's good for, he made, finally Tristan did something sort of smart.
Finally made one right move.
Yeah, yes. All right, move along. Number four.
Moving along, Kelly Ripa recalls being put in a janitor's closet and denied an office for the first couple of years of co-hosting Live. So if you remember way back in the day, she joined Live with Regis and she was the co-host on there. And I think that was like 2001. Well, she was talking to Variety and she said in her early days of the show, it was not easy. She was put through a lot of crap and been like an office for the first like 2 years of hosting that show. And then when they finally gave her an office, she claims that they basically emptied out a janitor's closet and said, here, and put her desk in there and said, this is your new office. And she was like, all right. Keep in mind, she had this janitor, and I say quote unquote janitor's closet. Maybe it was just a really small office. I don't know. She said there was all these other empty offices that they easily could have given me, but they didn't. And she never really explains why they didn't give her an office, just that they didn't give her one. And then she had this like small janitor's closet. And then after Regis retired, she was like, okay, cool. So can I move into his office? And they said, no, no, no. And she goes, why? Well, because we're holding that for the new guy that's going to come in and take over the show. And she's like, but I am the new guy. Like, this is my show. And so she ended up just like commandeering it, taking her stuff in there and just taking over the office, which is weird that that was even a conversation because she is the star of that show. Why was this office thing such a big deal? I don't understand. Like, clearly it was owed to her. Right,
you would think that, right? You're not. You would think they would just give it to her, but I don't know.
I can tell you, like, so I believe that this has always been the same studio. I may be wrong, but when I went, they had it's like same in studio. This building. Yeah, it's been in New York, but like underneath the elevator goes down, and there's like multiple floors of offices. So why she wouldn't have an office is very weird. And the other thing she talked about was. She didn't have like a private bathroom for a long time. So she claims that like even when she was pregnant, she would have to go wait in line with like audience members to get into the bathroom. She's like, it was really kind of awkward. But not only that, when I was pregnant, I really needed to go. And I'm like standing there waiting to get into the bathroom. That part seems strange to me because when I was there, the backstage had bathrooms that weren't accessible to the audience. So maybe they've refigured the way that that is made, but the audience did not have access to the backstage bathrooms that I at least had access to.
I'm not saying
she's lying. I just say maybe they reconfigured them since I was there, but for her not to be able to go to a bathroom
in private is weird. Especially next to a regular person. Do you know how regular people poop? The horror.
But not only that, like it's a live show. So you can't, if she needs to run off and piss, like she needs to be able to get back on there in a certain amount of time. You can't be waiting for people.
Yeah. It's actually funny. Like Kelly Ripa has been in the news a lot in the past, maybe 2-3 weeks, you know, a lot with her relationship with Mark Consuelos, how they have like this, you know, a lot about their sex life and now this. And I think it's to build up just kind of the excitement of the show again because Ryan Seacrest is leaving the show. I think in like 2 more weeks he's got left.
Yeah, and then Mark comes in. So well, and she also has her new podcast too. So I think it's a combination of the podcast and then the show with a big change. She needs to get people excited, revitalized in it. And then she says that, you know, at a certain point, it's going to need to go to a younger host. So I'm like, are they going to just kind of fill their children into this next role too?
I wouldn't say no to that because I could see them doing that. And it's funny. I wonder what the meetings are with the talent, the management, the PR saying, all right, listen, stuff's going on with the show. You got to promote the show again. What's something in your life you could reveal that we could just like, we're going to tell, you know, Variety and say, you know, you were abused or say something that.
But it,
you know,
it makes them look bad, which I would think. The people over at ABC would not want that. Like, oh, we wouldn't give you an office for the first couple years of you working here. Like that makes ABC look terrible.
But did ABC have anything to do with it? Because this is her personal PR. It's like, the ABC PR is not the one who booked it. Her personal PR is the one who did.
I don't know. I feel like they'd be like, what are you doing, Kelly? And she's like, everyone's watching. So it doesn't matter what I had to say.
How does this even come up though? Like, how does this part of like an interview even come up? Like, oh, we just talking, just so you know, Kelly Ripa just said out of nowhere, I used to have an office in a janitor's closet. Like, what? How did that come up?
Some weird stuff on our show that we didn't expect either. So
yeah,
it happens.
Yeah. When Mike, the Situation was praising Satan, we're like, what? And Mike, the Situation, not kidding.
That did not happen.
Mike, the Situation is not, he's anti-Satan, you know?
He's anti-Satan.
Yeah. What are we doing, dude? We're almost done. Number 3.
Number 3, Gwyneth Paltrow. She's been wrapped up in this 2016 ski collision court case. They actually in court read off her children's depositions this week. And so this one has been taken up. A lot of people have been getting interested in this because, you know, it's Gwyneth Paltrow and they've been airing a lot of this on court TV. But basically her children sat down, did a deposition on behalf of her defense team. And it went through and said Moses, who's 16, and Apple, who's 18, did testify in person on Monday, but it was just basically people reading out their statements. And if you remember, the whole court case is basically that Gwyneth is claiming that she was skiing and that some guy came down and like smashed into the back of her and got hurt. He is claiming that she smashed into him and he got really badly hurt. And like, I want to say like broke three ribs or something like that. And so he's suing her. She then countersued for $1 plus legal fees as kind of like, I don't need the money, but I want the story to be, or I want the record, the record cleared,
yeah,
record pulled straight. What is wrong with me? My brain is like glitching out right now. Anyway, so they go back and the kids said, you know, I remember that my mom skied over and I heard my mom yelling and she was saying something along the lines of, what the F, you just ran into me. And then also that they basically claimed that the whole time she maintained that he ran into her. That was their side of the story. If you dig into this and you've been watching the court case at all this week, there were numerous times where it kind of like goes back and forth between who is actually telling the truth. She thought it was like a practical joke at the beginning because she claims that when she was skiing down the hill, someone kind of like came into her and forced the skis like kind of between her legs. And then there was like the body pressing up against her and some like weird grunting noise. She was like, I didn't know if this was like a joke or someone was doing something perverted. It was really strange. Sanderson, which is the other person in this lawsuit, he says he immediately apologized to the skier that collided with him. So he's saying, no, she collided with me. Let's see. I know that there was one person on his team or a witness that claimed that she was the one who did the running into. I mean, it literally has gone back and forth. And at this point, I'm thinking, did they just fucking run into each other and it was an accident and we should all move along with life here? Because you know how, like, in the moment, like, no, you did it. No, you did it. Like, maybe they really just ran into each other.
Well, this guy texted his kids saying, hey, I'm going to be famous, you mm-hmm. know, which didn't help out his cause. I mean, I think what Gwyneth learned is, especially a lot of people learned this for celebrities, was after the Johnny Depp thing, like, I'm going to go after this, you know, like if I'm innocent, you know, quote unquote, I'm going to let the court decide. I'm going to let the, you know, and.
So what's funny is they, at one point during the court case, they brought up her relationship with Taylor Swift. They said, because if you remember, Taylor famously sued for $1 back in 2017 in that like groping trial against the radio DJ.
Yeah.
And so they were like, oh, well, we see that. Are you friends with Taylor Swift? And she's like, well, I wouldn't say we're good friends. She goes, I know her. We're friendly. I've taken my kids to a couple of her concerts, but we don't talk very often. And so I think they were trying to play into like, are you just pulling another Taylor Swift?
Wow. I mean, it's, this is the times when it sucks to be a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when
you know what else it like, sucks? When you're getting a physical done, that's when it also sucks.
Yeah.
When you've got when someone with their finger checking your prostate, that's when it sucks.
Yeah. I like to be in that position though, just to be like, all right, like, yeah. Like that one's like, whatever. That one's like, that hurts. Yeah.
So I've got a funny story for you. So back when I was in my TMZ days, I had these like little bumps on my finger. All right. Like they were just these little, they kind of look like little like warts or something. Okay. Like little flat warts. And they were bugging me. They were itchy, though. So that's why I was like, well, I know they're not warts because they're itchy. And so I ended up going after a while to go to the doctor. And I go into this, like, exam room. And for some reason, the doctor left the door open. I'm like, the fuck? Like, what doctor do you go to where they, like, leave the door open? And by the way, this was at, like, 5 in the afternoon. So there was no other real patients there. And it was dead quiet in this office. So he's like looking at my hands and he's like, oh, that's definitely hand herpes. And I'm like, whoa, bro. Like, can you keep your mouth down while you throw out the H word with the door open? And he was like, hold on, let me go get this book. and he brings back this book with like pictures in it. He's like, oh, okay, take a look at this. This, and he pointing at like pictures of like herpes on someone. He's like, see, that's what it, I'm like, that looks nothing like what's on my hand right now. And he keeps saying it out loud, like, oh yeah, definitely herpes. Yep, that's definitely this is a case of herpes. And he keeps saying it out loud in front of the office. Jeez. And I'm like dying. I'm like, oh my God, like, come on, bro, like, chill out here. Well, yeah. It didn't end up being that, but the idea of just everyone standing outside laughing, because that's when I was on TV literally every night of the week, and I was just cringing inside about it. I just kept screaming herpes in front of the whole office.
That sucks. And I hope that, like, that's pretty embarrassing though.
Yeah, you know, no, it ended up being chlamydia, but yeah. But thank God it wasn't herpes.
Yeah, that's a rough one. I'm glad you don't have herpes. yeah, it's just herpes.
Holding too many koala bears, you know.
But it's gonna be interesting. This Gwyneth Paltrow case is going pretty long, and people are like starting to like talk about her fashion when she goes into court and how she wears her hair and like what how much her boots are or how much her top is when she goes into court. So I'm curious how this plays out. It's just this, again, it's one of the shitty parts of being a celebrity when people kind of try to take advantage of the situation, but maybe they're not. Maybe
he's not. Maybe she was the hitter in the collision.
Exactly. All right. Number two.
Number two. Raquel has dropped her restraining order against Sheena Shea. You know, this was obviously a big deal after the whole Vanderpump Rules cheating scandal. What did they call it again?
Scandoval.
There we go. This Scandoval. Well, she did request for the restraining order against her co-star to be discharged by the Superior Court of California on March 29th. And according to the court documents, the minute stated that all the temporary restraining orders were to be dissolved and that the case was dismissed without prejudice. So I think the whole purpose of this is they can continue on with filming, because when there's a restraining order in place, it makes it very difficult to film a reality show, especially when it's involving some of the main people that you want to be in the room together, because you want to see them exchange. You want to see them fight with each other. You want to see all of that go down. And a restraining order was putting a big kink in it. So I bet Bravo was behind like, Raquel, you need to get rid of this restraining order so that we can go about filming, because you made it very difficult with the reunion show.
Yeah, it's, you know, then there's also a video this week where a lot of people in our Facebook group are talking about it, of Tom Sandoval being shot by a paparazzi outside band practice, which in the video, it was, he got some plugs for his band in that video. And, he seemed like I've met him before. Tom's a pretty chill guy from my experience. Like he's nice. But he was pretty good to the paparazzi, but, at what point do we start to question, hey, is Bravo throwing extra money to these people and saying, let's throw gas on it?
Yeah. I mean, it is working. This is the best publicity you could ever ask for.
There's never been press like this on any Bravo show ever.
No.
Maybe when Teresa went to jail, but I don't even know if they're for that.
Yeah, that was a pretty big one.
Yeah.
Shit, that might have been bigger than this. People going to prison is a big deal.
Yeah, but this one is just on another level, and it's pretty wild. And they're not like last night. I guess it was shot that Raquel slept over Tom's place. So I mean, they're
like
they're
photos of her leaving, and people are all pissed off that she was over there while Ariana was out of town. It's wild. All right, I'm over it though. I've moved on now.
Yeah, just let's get the reunion on air already so we can move on, and just for Ariana's sake, not for our sake, for Ariana's sake.
Fuck her sake. Fuck my sake. Play the goddamn reunion show so I can move on with my life here. I can't talk about them every time we have a rundown.
I know. Dax, the number one story of the week.
Number one, Jeremy Renner is now up and walking, and this is nearly 3 months after his massive snowplow accident. He, however, is not walking on his own. He is still very much in recovery, but he showed shared a video of him walking on a treadmill, but he is being supported. I think it takes off something like 70% of his weight. So he's walking on like 30% of his actual body weight. And it's like this huge machine. Did it look like it's like an air chamber or something on top of a treadmill? I didn't really know.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like this, they call it like a gravity treadmill where it takes the weight off. You're able to move, but it takes the weight off your legs, or your joints. So it just helps support. And
why did you need to do it?
I just did because it was at the gym. I wanted to try it out.
Gotcha. And so yeah, so yeah. It's a part of his recovery. It's part of his physical therapy to get back in shape and walking and all of that. And this is a really slow recovery, but I mean, he broke like 30 bones during this accident.
Yeah,
it's crazy. And if you have forgotten what happened, he was in his snowplow, I guess, trying to tow his nephew's truck out of the snow on this like private road near Reno, Nevada. And then at some point, the snowplow began sliding down the hill. Renner got out without employing like the emergency brake and ended up getting run over while trying to stop the vehicle. So that's why he got so. And this is more like a tank. It's not like a snowmobile, like you would think, like small. This is snowplow. This is what people use, like industrial size. So it has those like big tank wheels on it. It's no joke, man.
Yeah, it's I think he's been doing it in a very nice way where it's not too much, where he just kind of keeps up people with the progress. Because I know a lot of people are questioning, like, what happened? Are you okay? And he just did his first interview that should be airing pretty soon. Or did it air?
I didn't see it.
Well, he did an interview with Diane Sawyer kind of talking about the incident. He says that if things were going down again, he would do the same thing all over again. He would risk his body. But he's –
Well, was his nephew's life like in danger? Was someone's life in danger is all I want to know. If no one's life was in danger, it was not worth what happened. If his nephew was going to get crushed by the snowplow or the car or whatever, then yes, it was worth it. But I just don't know enough about the story. I'm not hearing the full details.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't know because we have to wait for to see the interview. But I think he's been doing a very classy way of keeping people updated and also kind of maintaining his privacy as far as his recovery. So good for him. Glad he's like in good spirits. It seems like he's in good spirits. Seems like he's getting back on track and working hard to go back to what he does. And that's being an actor, which he's very good at. But with that said, that's our top 10 stories of the week. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching us on YouTube. Make sure you guys like and subscribe the video. If you can leave a review, we need your reviews. It means a lot to us. You know, just go to – it's the best thing to do to support us.
It's the best thing you do because we get in front of new eyes. We can have new advertisers that pay the bills since we don't have a Patreon or anything else. So we really do appreciate you guys taking the time to leave us those 5 stars in the reviews so we can get, you know, hand herpes to sponsor the podcast from now on. And thank you guys. You can follow Adam at Adam Glenn. You can follow me at Dax Holt. Please come join us on our private Facebook page called Off the Record, where we chat directly with you guys about everything going on in entertainment news. You guys ask us lots of questions. We give you answers, feedback on what we think, you know, about the biggest stories. And then sometimes Adam's in there breaking news that he can't break on here. Because some of it's juicy, too juicy. Yeah. Anyway, that is it. We will see you guys next week. Later.
See ya. A Huda Media Production.